When a recommended SIG is clicked on, you will be forwarded directly to the prescription detail screen. The next icon will allow you to review the medication's ingredients. This icon will only be displayed when ingredient information is available. When it is clicked on, a pop-up will appear to display all of the active and inactive ingredients. Finally, the last two icons that might display are the OTC icon, which indicates if the medication is available over the counter, and the letter G next to the medication name will indicate if the medication is a generic. The medication name will include the strength and form, followed by the link. That will access the SIG writer. The SIG writer allows you to create the prescription's directions through several different methods. By clicking into the output text box at the bottom of the pop-up, you can manually free text the instructions. This text box allows a maximum of 120 characters. If there is a history of SIGs in the SIG history listing, simply click over the SIG that you wish to use to have it added in the output field. The history listing will display any SIGs that you have previously used for that medication. At the top of the SIG writer, you can use the quick click options, which include preset choices for the SIG's number, units, route, frequency, and time as to when the med should be given. As you select the quick click options, the answers will automatically populate in the output field. Please note that all Latin abbreviations will translate to plain English when they are selected for the SIG output. The SIG writer also has quick click options to select the quantity and refill amounts for the drug being prescribed. If any of the preset options do not correspond with the requirements of the prescription, a free text field is available for each component of the SIG. After you have completed the instructions, you can click the OK button, or the OK No Check button to proceed with the prescription. The OK button automatically checks the SIG against the Medispan drug file. If the SIG fails, a pop-up message will appear stating the reason for the failure. You can then choose to reference the dosage calculator, return to the SIG writer, or continue prescribing with the current SIG.
Back at the selection listing, the two most common SIGs that the provider uses for the medication will display on the right side of the SIG link. The SIG that is closest to the link, or the SIG that is highlighted in red, will default into the prescription detail screen when that drug is selected.
you can choose which of the common SIGs should default into the detail screen. You can choose which of the common SIGs should default into the detail screen by clicking over the appropriate SIG and highlighting it in red. Next to the medication's common SIGs, the provider's three most common quantity and refill combinations will display. When one of the quantity and refill combination links is clicked on, you will automatically be forwarded to the prescription detail screen, where you will notice that the information that was highlighted on the selection screen will be imported into their respective fields. This concludes the medication selection screen overview. When one of the quantity and refill combination links is clicked on, you will notice when one of the quantity and refill combinations is clicked on, you will automatically be forwarded to the prescription detail screen. When one of the quantity and refill combinations is clicked on, you will automatically be forwarded to the prescription detail screen, where you will notice that the information that was highlighted on the selection screen will be imported into their respective fields. This concludes the medication selection screen overview video tutorial.